This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Here we come to solve the day. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Here we come to solve the day.
Here we come to solve the day.
If you would have sung it, I think it would have resonated.
Okay, let's take
that one more and sing it back.
Here we come to solve the day.
I was wrong. It was better the first way, okay. So let's take that
what
back.
What if I did it in like a, what's that guy's name? Andy Sandberg?
Kaufman.
Who's, yes, that's yes. Yeah.
Do it like
oh, he died? He's in a Kaufman?
Kaufman. Jim Carrey.
Give me a coroner office. Did you want a coroner office? No, I want a coroner office.
Do
for
another
my
one.
Andy Kaufman.
Do another one.
Another what?
I don't know. Play on word?
I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And you're listening to Behavior. And you're missing in the hammer in the middle.
And you're missing out on the bam in the bop.
Full disclosure, we haven't recorded in a very long time.
And it shows.
And it shows.
Six months, correct?
Yeah. In audio, I mean, it doesn't sound, but it shows.
It
in
shows.
Terms of, like, if you were in the room with us, you could see that we're on a bunch of futons.
And I also put on weight during the break.
Well, you ate nothing famously for 6 weeks except for
muscle milk.
Ew.
Which doctor said, do not eat muscle milk. You're supposed to drink it.
Yeah.
But you would freeze it.
I froze it and gnawed on it.
Yeah.
Like ice cubes. I ruined my teeth. I fucked up all my enamel. My gum line is completely receded.
Oh. I did the same thing, but with breast milk for the last 6 months. Just chewed on the ice first.
It's the baby diet. I'm back on the baby diet.
Oh.
Do you think that would be good for you?
No.
You don't think so?
I think breast milk is specifically good for the baby whose mom's breast milk is.
Wait, what? So wait, what about like wet nurses? Can't
it's not I think it's good for you, but it's not as
it's
good.
It's not as good for
because
you?
Because I think it's like your hormones and like your there's all this like weird magic that happens between
wait,
a
JPC,
woman.
Were you at the strip club for wet nurse now?
Oh brother.
Weird magic that happens
no, because,
for women.
Like like if your baby has a cold, your body can tell and will give the baby the nutrients.
Body magic.
Needs. It's like body magic. Like your boobs just know.
Mm.
Look it up. There's a real. There. That's real.
I'm not gonna look up boob magic. You've tricked me into this before.
I'm trying to sabotage.
Hey, riddle, riddle. Your boobs just know.
This is
they
my
just
work
know.
Computer.
Women's bodies are
be shopping.
So smart. Yeah.
Women's bodies be shopping
I'm trying to talk about
for
how
the
magic.
Health of their babies.
Oh, women's bodies are magic, and they also be shopping.
Women's lips be chapping. You can't stop a woman's lips from chapping.
I don't know enough to refute you about the whole women's bodies being magic and giving a baby the cold or whatever you said.
Maybe I'll Google it this episode.
I do want to know if how like valid this is. But it sounds like maybe like this is like some anecdotal. Is there like a scholarly journal
no,
I could
I think
read
that
about?
This is a very real thing. Like it's not like an exact. Obviously, mm-hmm, and then there's mm-hmm. a lot of things that's just like constantly in your breast milk. But I also know that sometimes you will crave something like a nutrient that your baby is needing or craving because like
oh,
your body
like if
knows.
You need magnesium or your baby needs magnesium. Yeah. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's very, very interesting. I would read about it.
If you hate your baby, will your boobs poison the baby?
Yeah, if you hate your baby, mm-hmm. if your baby's like super rude.
Can I just say that's my favorite sentence I've ever said?
This is weird because when I was a baby, I guess my mom must have been craving cigarettes and alcohol.
No. I think
was your mom Rufus Wainwright? right?
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. Add that to the playlist, everybody. These are just a couple of Bach remix. Everything about it lacks a little bit teener, a little bit better.
Did you say a little bit teener?
A little bit harmony. Okay.
Who is that?
A little
Rufus
bit
teener.
Is that Ubega? Rufus Wainwright?
That's okay. The best Rufus Wainwright. Well, no. Actually, I like the song that's like, California, California.
That's Katy Perry.
Here we
it's
come.
It's such a wonder that I think that's
way back where
have you ever
we
heard,
started
have you ever heard
from.
Loudon Wainwright, his dad?
Oh, so good.
The swimming song is one of my favorite songs. Loudon Wainwright, yeah.
Also, Rufus Wainwright, look up an album. I think he did a bunch of Judy Garland songs with a big band behind him. There's
that
like a whole
right.
album. It's very cool. All right. Anyways, I'm old man.
Have you guys heard Bruce Wainwright?
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of your nightmares.
That's how Batman sounds, not how Bruce Wayne sounds.
How does Bruce Wayne sound?
I'm a millionaire.
Yeah. Sort of similar.
You think, very similar.
Hold up. Dead stop. Hard stop. Full stop. You think Bruce Wayne is a millionaire?
Every billionaire is a millionaire, too.
Touche.
That's a riddle right there. How could you be a billionaire and not a millionaire? Ooh.
What's the answer?
It's not. You can't.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a riddle.
I'm old man puzzles.
Great.
Sorry, everybody. We forgot how to do this.
Yeah, so sorry.
Oh, did we never know?
I said that to Ada last night in the World News show.
Yeah, we came out for the 8 o'clock show. Aaron did one scene, ran to the sides when it was edited, and just like tugs on my suit coat and says, I forgot how to do improv.
I just don't know how to do it.
Aaron also had the line last night, which is my favorite Aaron Keefe line of all time, where in a scene, I'm not going to explain the context, but in a scene she said, I can piss in my own tummy.
Mm-hmm. She did. She volunteered that.
I did, and I cried laughing at my own joke because I was like, I've said a lot of dumb stuff, but... nothing as dumb as that.
Are you actually ever afraid that you've forgotten how to do improv if
honestly,
you haven't done it for a while?
I think I'm bad at it 80% of the time. I think most people are.
Well,
sweetie, I'd say 85.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
and I'm bad 100%.
I think being bad at it is different because we're all certainly bad at it. But I don't think I've ever been I forget how to do this. I'm like, I know how to do this bad. Like, I know how to be wrong at this.
Yeah, I sometimes just my brain, like the way you listen is different. And sometimes I forget how to lock into the way you listen on stage.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes
total
sense.
I love that we're
sense.
All self-depreciating mm-hmm. in terms of like the more time goes on, the less valuable we are.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, so true. All right. So I'm going to do some listener submitted riddies and
Ribbles.
Tibblies. this is from Celine. I think it's Celine. It could be Selena, but I think it's Celine.
Who's that singer that got killed?
Selena.
Lisa Lefto no. Lopez.
She's great.
This
Celine's from Melbourne, as they would say. And I got some.
That's Australia.
Riddies. Yes, it is.
You can give me any city in the country and I'll tell you where it's from.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Montreal.
Here's our first
one. Not the country.
You throw away the outside and cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside.
Egg, we've had this.
What? No.
Watermelon, we've
egg,
had this.
We've
what
had
did
this.
You eat? No.
Watermelon, we've had this.
You throw baby, away the outside and this. Cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside.
Ribeye, we've had this.
What did you eat?
Turducken.
Did someone say baby?
Turducken.
And that?
Turducken.
You cook the outside.
You cook the outside.
No, you throw away the outside.
You throw away the outside.
And cook the inside.
Gotcha.
Then you eat the outside and you throw away the inside.
That's an egg.
No.
I only want the whites.
This is that the fruit that they eat in Hook. Where it's just like
hook
it's
fruit.
Just colors. I think it's called hook fruit.
I remember that in Hook, like vividly as part of my childhood, the food that they eat in that like scene is insane.
Everybody wanted to eat it. It's basically just like colored Play-Doh.
Yeah,
which is just
but
Play-Doh.
It, but
I don't
it
have
must
to
have been
colored.
For those actors.
It doesn't sound good.
Have you seen Hook?
I bet it was like mashed
it.
Potatoes with food coloring.
I
want to see a scene
just full of food coloring.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
I want to.
Do you have an idea for a scene? Do you have an idea for one?
I just want to see a scene. I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are two. We may have done this before. You are two rejected Lost Boys.
We've definitely done. It doesn't matter.
We haven't done this one.
Okay, so you're two new rejected Lost Boys.
Hold on, we're not worried anymore about repeating riddles. We're only worried about repeating scenes. We've done like Adam and Eve, Garden of Eden, like 1,000 times. Improv is bad.
It's Adam and Eve, not adamantium.
Yeah.
All right, we're two rejected Lost Boys.
Gotcha. Is that it?
No. If we've done that before.
No, we haven't.
KJ said we have.
No, we've been Lost Boys who rap. but we haven't been
KJ,
rejected.
Hold on. KJ, do you trust us enough to make this different? Wow. I thought for sure I was going to give
big thumbs down.
100% certainty.
Ouch.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are a single dad.
Great.
Aaron, you are the child, and Aaron, you specifically want food that you've seen in movies and TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe not feasible.
Honey, I think Dad was going to make just a Red Baron frozen pizza tonight.
No.
Green pepper and black ham.
No, I want the bread from Aladdin.
You want the bread from Aladdin?
The loaf of bread at the beginning of the animated version of Aladdin.
I've only seen the new version.
What?
I've never seen the animated version. I know the bread from the new version.
Did you see it by accident?
I saw it on accident. Prepositions are important. What do they teach you at that school?
They don't.
Okay.
They show us movies, like the animated Aladdin.
Well, okay, so I don't know the bread from it. I have Wonder Bread. Can I just heat you up a loaf?
No, you don't understand.
Can I heat you up a loaf,
honey? This bread looks better than any other bread, and I want the animated kind. I'm going to go stay at Mom's house. She has movie food.
Honey, you're not sleeping in the graveyard again, okay? It's cold.
Name a movie food. Name of movie food.
I think that they ate a pulled pork sandwich in Con Air at one point.
We're going to pivot to, I want to see, JPC, you're a different character now, but you are in the room.
Can he have the same voice and same general disposition?
You're in the room and you just watched Robin Williams audition for The Genie in Aladdin.
Okay.
And he crushed it more than anybody's ever crushed anything. And now it's your turn to audition.
Hey, man, just wanted to say, really great. You did really great.
Oh, thank you very much. great. Okay. Up next, what's your name?
My name is Clive Owen.
Do we even have to fucking watch this?
No, I guess we might as well. I guess so. He's handsome.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Okay. There are sides. Is someone going to be reading with me?
Yeah, there are. There's broccoli and potatoes.
Yeah,
whatever side you want, grab.
Truly. But I think we're done here. You, like, riff and do all the impressions.
Okay. Make it your own.
So just... I'm going to do my audition in front of this table full of sides and just kind of make it my own.
Can I be honest? That guy got the part.
Okay.
We want to hear.
I'd still love to.
Yeah, go nuts. Here we go.
Oh, yes. What is this? Broccoli. Might as well have mashed potatoes. Hot potatoes.
Hey, are you just aping the guy before you?
First of all, that I don't think you're in 2019. You should be saying that. second of all, I don't think so. I think I'm just doing an audition. I'm just riffing with what's on the table.
He had a bunch of hilarious impressions. He did like a Reagan impression. He did all sorts of stuff. He has lots of funny voices.
Yeah, a lot of topical stuff.
Okay,
for this 1991.
1991. I can kind of launch into that.
Yes, the Gipper. I did not have sexual relations with that.
Who's
country.
That?
What's that?
Who is that?
You it's 1991. That's Bill Clinton.
Same. Wait, I thought Clinton was 92.
Born 92 in 92.
I thought Clinton was born in 92.
Governor of Arkansas. Yeah, you're right. He was born in 1992.
I thought Clinton.
But he hadn't said that line yet.
He hadn't said
so
that
Clinton
line.
So Clinton was president in...
No.
In 91?
No.
Hold on.
That's what I was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But 92 was Clinton.
But Clinton was in the mix. The political mix.
Clinton was
but he
winner.
Hadn't said that phrase.
No.
Well.
I just need to be right.
Not in public.
Yeah. Aaron, what's your
you
riddle?
Don't think Hillary had asked?
You throw away the outside and cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside.
Cadbury egg.
Asshole.
We've had this before.
And
it's not.
It's not an egg?
It's not an egg.
Is it? Okay.
Is it delivery?
You throw away the outside. Is the outside a box?
No.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That came out of nowhere.
How cool of a...
Oh, she's crying.
Oh, no. She's going to do her Miss Piggy impression. How cool of a dad would you be if you get your kid for the weekend, your kid comes over.
Very cool.
And he goes, Dad, can I have some pizza? And you go, it's not delivery. It's this porno. And you put it in a porno.
I don't know. Cool dad? Is that, I know that you didn't really have much of a dad growing up, but between you and me, that would not be great. Just in terms of being a kid.
You throw away the outside.
And cook the inside.
Cook the inside.
Is the outside skin?
It's not an egg.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it skin, no.
Is it feathers?
No, but you're getting closer.
A chicken.
You're getting closer with the idea of
you
like...
You throw away the outside. You cook the inside.
Is it a meat? Is this meat?
No, not meat.
So, okay, so it's a potato.
Yeah.
Vegetable.
Do you skin the potato? Is it a potato?
It's not a potato.
Okay.
It's
Brussels sprouts.
No.
It's not a watermelon?
You throw away the outside. Is the outside like green? Like, yeah. Is it like leaves, basically?
Uh-huh.
Bamboo. This is what a koala eats.
Oh, coconut.
This is some a pretty common food.
It's a vegetable. Common
Very
food.
Common.
That you throw the leaves away? Green
throw
onion.
The outside. Green. Cook the inside. Then you eat the
is
outside.
Is it green? And it's
yeah,
green?
Yeah, then you eat. Or so you throw
so
away the green part.
Something with a pit.
You cook it.
Yeah.
And then you take it out and then you eat. Eat it and then throw away the center part
is the person, is the hypothetical person eating this eating it wrong?
No.
And you do have to cook
it? Eating it right.
You do have to cook it?
Yeah, you
Avocado.
Do.
Avocado.
But there's lots of different ways to cook it and prepare it. And okay. It can be turned into other things. And
what are some of the
this
ways
is a plantain?
Saute.
Yeah.
Is it a plantana?
Well, a lot of, like sometimes they take it. I don't want to totally give it away.
Okay. Don't give it away.
Yeah.
Give it away now.
Is it a red hot chili pepper?
No.
Is it a flea? Okay, so it's a vegetable.
Yeah, it's something people eat a ton, especially during the summer.
Watermelon.
No.
I said it 10 times.
We fucked that up so much.
It's a vegetable.
Tomatoes. Tomatoes? Tomatoes or vegetables, Aaron?
No. You are going crazy, but
no,
what
tomatoes,
are some
fruits.
Summy veggies?
Yeah, so, and
pineapple.
They're like a
pineapple.
Staple at like pineapple. A barbecue.
Pineapple.
Celery.
No, you see them at barbecues. They're also
peach.
I would associate them with
would you dip
summertime
it?
And
asparagus.
Watching things.
Popcorn.
Watching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, corn.
Smith. Corn.
Mm. Nice. It's ba-da-bum, corn.
Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
what about corn ba-da-bum. Do you throw away? The part
husk?
You poop?
The husk?
You throw away the husk, then
you
cook the corn.
The, yeah, and then you throw...
Then you eat
the
corn.
And then you throw away the center
cob.
Part.
The center cob.
Yep.
They have corn in Australia?
Nope.
No?
No. She says she's only seen it on TV.
You've only... Whoa. She's only ever seen corn on TV?
In no. Australia, they have maize.
That's like, I have cousins from Florida, and they came up to Indiana for Christmas, and I showed them corn, and they'd
ooh,
never
that's
seen
kind
it
of
before.
A even, I was going to say that's an upgrade, but from Florida to Indiana, that's
yeah,
a
it's,
stalemate.
Well, I've said it many times that Indiana is the Florida of the Midwest.
Oh, boy. Here's another riddle. Which five?
I don't want to do any more riddles.
Was it sent in by...
Same.
Same.
Same person.
Her name's Same?
Yeah, her name's Same.
Is that an Australian name?
No. Her name's Celine...
Same girl,
Celine.
Same.
Same.
Which five-letter word is pronounced exactly the same when its last four letters are removed from it?
Penis.
I love this show. I don't care what you two say. I love it, and I think we should keep doing it.
Is it tummy?
No. Which five-letter word is pronounced exactly the same when its last four letters are removed from it?
Mm.
Wee!
Yeah.
When its last four letters are removed.
So it's only leaving, so it's got to be a word
these,
like T, C, yeah. P.
Adam, my dear boy, these must be vowels.
R. O?
You're definitely on the right track, Adam.
Z.
Just do every letter.
A, B, I
wait,
forget.
Wait. You're going to just let him do every letter and that's how he's going to solve
or,
this
unless
riddle?
Unless you get it faster than him.
B, C, D. D, E,
so it's five letters, though.
I? No.
So it's not E-Y-E, but you get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I fucking
it's not E-Y-E because that's three.
No.
Can you look at your phone real quick, Aaron? Can you legit check? Are you sure it's not penis?
Oh, it changed. The letters rearranged themselves and now it says penis.
Oh, it's...
Can't believe I just said penis.
Is it...
What?
Is it...
No.
Okay, hold on. I want to see a scene. So we are all. Oh God,
insane, and you're our puppet.
We're all very old timey Roman people, and okay. we are inventing the alphabet.
Okay.
So this is the 26 letters that we're all familiar with, but we haven't named any of the letters yet.
Great.
We just have their shapes. Mm-hmm. So we are the council and that is in charge of taking the shapes, and then.
And you did say old timey Romans.
Oh no!
Hey there, Claudio.
Yeah.
And Brutus, come in.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Come
here,
boys.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
We're trying to invent something new—a new way to communicate.
Understood.
All right, well, gentlemen, we can all get our ideas in. What about this sound? Flurp.
Okay, that's...
Now, we know all the sounds. Yeah. We don't have the name of
all
the
right.
individual
okay,
character.
Okay, well, how about this one's called Bingo, Bango, and then this one's Ha, and this one's Ta, and this one's Ha again.
Okay. Okay, now you're just selecting random ones in the middle. Do we at least want to make those sounds, like, together?
All right, let's see. Bingo, Bango, Ha, Ta, Ta. That's fun for an alphabet, ooh, wouldn't you say?
Kind of fun, but it sounds a little too close to the Greek alphabet.
Yes, all right,
of
well,
course,
all right, okay.
I rushed Bingo, Bango, Ha, Ta, Ta, but I didn't get in.
Yeah, of course.
I
all
became
right.
a SIGEP. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm such a prick.
Okay, now let's
don't
take,
at me.
Let's take this one for example. Now this one's just a little circle. What do we think we would call a little circle?
Pee hole.
Jerk off.
Oh, a pee hole. That's good.
A snake that's given its tail a little nibble.
Ooh, how about a Ouroboros? It's a snake eating its own tail.
I like nibble snake better than that.
Nibble snake.
Nibble
all right,
snake.
This one's nibble.
Can you
snake.
Milk it?
All right, let's go. Let's go letter by letter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But that's what we're.
Well, we haven't been.
No, I know, but we will be now. And you will go in a row, and we're going to get all 26 letters, okay?
Can
okay.
I say something real quick?
Yes.
Claudio, you're what? Being a real alpha.
Am I?
Yeah, I bet you $100. I'm sorry, what are dollars? 100 gold coin. That you're being a real alpha, I bet.
Alpha, interesting. All right, the first letter's name is Bleep. You do the next one.
Okay, we got Bleep. This one looks like it's a straight up line with a little circle on the end. I'm going to call you Kevin.
Okay, this one here has
Shadio, you're up next.
We got to move quicker than this.
Cabo Wobble.
Oh, what?
Everyman.
Gee, Pippa.
A cop?
Chilies.
Baby back ribs.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a snake in my boot.
And that's 26. See?
See?
I wanted to get through all of them.
This is a five-letter word. I lost count.
It's the same when you remove the last four letters.
X.
Gonna give it to you?
Go letter by letter now.
What?
Why?
All right, it's in the second half of the alphabet.
Second half?
After L.
Are we cutting it down the middle or in?
Yeah.
It's the letter after L?
No, it's like from between L and Z.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Go letter by letter.
Q.
L. Q?
Q. Q-U-E-U.
Oh, like
get
in line
yeah.
in
Britain. Nice. Q. They got there eventually. We had to do an entire scene before they got
and
there.
And it's in the letter Q.
No,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
Is, oh boy, I'm going to get roasted for this. Lambasted
can't
even.
Can't wait.
Is Q the person in James Bond that makes all the weapons and stuff, right?
No, that's Moneypenny.
Wow.
Yes, Q is the science
great.
Person.
I want to see a scene.
Who makes the money.
JPC, you are James Bond.
Yes.
Aaron, you are Q.
The role I was born
but,
to play.
The actual Q, the real Q who's brilliant, was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're Q's like replacement who's totally not prepared.
Cool.
And you're trying to... you're trying to cobble together what you can, spur of the moment.
Okay.
Blofeld's really got it in for me this time, Q, so give me everything you've got.
Right, yes, yeah, so I just made, it's great, it's a fork on a fan, and if someone stands too close to the fan, there's a fork in them.
All right, so this is a fork and a fan.
Yeah,
A dinner guest best not know their place.
Yeah.
What else have you got for me, Q?
Alright, how about... Okay, this is a knife, and I figure if you're by a slide in the... This is Australian, Austin. If you're by a slide, and your enemy's at the bottom of the slide,
quite
you can
right.
put the knife on top of the slide and drop it down the slide, and it can maybe stab them if there's enough momentum.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a rush. What else have you got for me, Q?
This is a sort of a psychological weapon.
Hey, put my daughter down.
Never mind. I was going to walk up to your enemies and say, this is your son. This is your son. But I guess I don't have to do... If I can't hold it down. All right, let's see. An elbow can hurt, right?
See.
An elbow can hurt.
Who played Q in the most recent?
Vivica
I
want to
say
it was a woman, right?
Skeet Ulrich.
No, it was a woman.
No, that's M. Was Judi Dench.
What's his name?
I feel like I've heard so many people...
I know his name.
So Moneypenny is the
Moneypenny
overall boss, or the
Moneypenny's like the secretary.
Okay. I've heard a lot of chatter where people want Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag to play
Moneypenny.
Well, I think she's writing. She's like rewriting the next James Bond.
That's great.
There was also
Fleabag. Season 2 of Fleabag is my favorite thing in the world.
It's incredible.
They also wanted Idris Elba to play James Bond for a while. Which I think he would have been awesome. But Idris Elba's in the new Fast and the Furious movie, which is going to be fucking insane. It looks so good.
We're going to go see that opening night, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you know they got the new James Bond is Jason Biggs?
I'd see it.
By the way, casting an American actor who... Just casting Jason Biggs in general as James Bond would be awesome. What would be great is if they announced that Jason Biggs was in the new James Bond and people are like, I guess he's the villain?
Like a dorky
sidekick? And then they were like, nope, he's James Bond.
An American.
James, he's powder blue suit.
James Bond, I feel like, is one of the... Just a series of movies that should not exist anymore. Like, they should stop it because other franchises have kind of taken over its like playground, like
Bourne Ultimate,
and even like the Fast and the Furious movies are like more in sync with like what people want now. I feel like James Bond is this like relic of the, like, nobody wants this like womanizing, you know, secret agent at all anymore, because they keep trying to like recast it and make it better, but it's like, just be done with it. Like, let's not have any more James Bond stories. But I would see another one, I guess. And also, the guy who did it, like Ian Fleming or somebody, Broccoli, like, he died like years ago.
Someone Broccoli?
Yeah, there's the...
Ian McKellen wrote James Bond.
Ian McKellen, Sir Broccoli of the Round
and
Table.
From VeggieTales?
Yeah. What if you, when you were knighted, you got a vegetable name?
All right, Sir Pomegranate.
I thought my name was Kenneth Branagh. Nope.
You kneel, Ian McKellen. You stand, Sir Corn.
Are you ready for another one?
Yes. Nope.
A horse jumps over a tower and the tower disappears. It's not an illusion or a dream. So where could this happen?
Chessboard, we've had this.
No, not this exact one. Mr. Jerk. I'm calling Adel Mr. Jerk.
Because I look like Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Who's a real asshole. Nothing to do with this movie. Yes. No, he's nice.
Wow. Yeah.
The Jerk is a good movie.
Yeah, right? And he's not an asshole, I don't think. He just likes the banjo.
Ready? I know you belong to somebody new. JBC, come in.
Is that from
but
The Jerk?
Yeah. You belong
him and Bernadette Peters.
Me.
Oh, yes.
Although we're apart, you're a part of my heart. JPC's not going to join in.
No, I don't it's out of fucking
range.
Want to.
Yeah. He's a tenor.
That movie is very funny, though.
So's your ass.
Damn. Okay.
First of all, I told you that in confidence.
I'm so sorry. I just blew one of your secrets.
Mm-hmm.
You're famously born with an ass with a clown birthmark on
it,
right?
Yeah, it's the Bourne Ultimatum.
Oh, my God. Scary. Sammy loves books and spends all of his time in the local library. In just 1 month, he's worked his way through three volumes of
Did you just read the answer?
No. He works his way through three volumes of an encyclopedia and two volumes of a dictionary. Yet, he could not remember one word that they contained. Why was that?
Dumb.
Because the volume was loud and very loud.
That's not the answer, but I like you.
What was Steve, you said?
Sammy. Sammy loves books and spends all his time in the local library.
I know what it is. Sammy's actually Lee Harvey Oswald, book depository. He's racked with guilt, can't concentrate.
Yeah. And it's bullets is what it is. Bullets is the volumes.
No. Sammy loves books and spends all his time in the local library. In just 1 month, he worked his way through three volumes.
Sounds
of
like the beginning of a shitty Bon Jovi song.
Oh, is Sammy an actual bookworm?
Sammy loves the library books.
Bookworm?
Yeah, Sammy was a bookworm, a little bug that eats its way through books. I would like to see a scene. JPC,
I bet you would.
You sicko. JPC, you're a bookworm.
Okay.
And you've gone back outside and you're talking to Adel, who's like a regular worm, and you're being really pretentious, and Adel's just like, had enough.
Just get some fresh air. How is the dirt?
What is this new accent you have?
I'm sorry?
You're talking differently.
No. This is how bookworms talk.
What's, I'm sorry. What'd you call yourself?
A bookworm?
Bookworm?
I'm sorry, your mouth is full of the dirt from the ground?
Yeah, I was eating dirt on an earthworm.
Sure, good. By the way, how are the birds out here? They're still your enemy?
They're asleep.
They're asleep?
For the most part.
Okay.
Can you fuck off? I'm trying to have sex with myself.
I'm sorry?
I'm asexual.
Well, that's not what that means. I know that because I'm a bookworm, so I'm read up about that.
What do you fucking know, huh?
What's
that? Tell me three facts.
What am I fucking now? Huck Finn? Ever heard of it?
Wasn't that banned?
Yes, that's why they put it in the bottom of the library. The bookworm could have his
way. You can say basement. I know that word.
You know basement? Mm-hmm. That's because you spend all your fucking time in the basement, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I'm in the dirt most of the time.
Yes, it is.
Dirt.
Dirt's the word's basement.
Dumb as dirt.
It's what really, else? Really hard to really...
What's another fact?
...needle at you because you're so proud of who you are.
What it's else kind of, know?
What's that?
Give me another fact.
Okay, let's see. The Earth is 6,000 years old.
Right.
The Christian library is... It's very right. It's very correct.
The
everything
Earth
here,
is 6,000 years old?
6,000 years old.
That doesn't sound right. It tastes older than that.
It tastes older than that?
Yeah.
Well, your mom tastes older than she really is.
Did you eat my mom?
No. We're asexual. I wouldn't even derive any sexual pleasure from eating your mom.
Be honest with me.
Yes.
Did you eat my mom?
Yes, I did. I'm your new daddy now. Call me Worm Daddy. Say it.
Worm Daddy?
Yes, I'm your Worm Daddy. Be a good little boy and play around in the dirt with Daddy.
Wee.
See, that's my new favorite play. People are going to be doing that scene in acting classes for the next 70 years.
I'm teaching acting classes, by the way, for the next 70 years.
You are. Yeah. What's the name of your acting class?
And Worm Daddy.
It's called Worm Daddy. And how much is it?
It's called Worm Daddy Learn to Perform Like a Worm.
And that's your new website, wormdaddy.com, right?
It's performlikeaworm.com.
With Danica Patrick.
Yeah, be careful about typing that website in, though.
Yeah, you might get Dennis Rodman's site. Or teach you how to dance. It's called Dances Rod.
How much is one of your classes?
It's $189.
What?
Euros.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We have to see a scene where Aaron and I are enrolled in your acting class.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Me. You know you need unique New York.
Okay.
You know New York.
Attention, attention.
What? Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be just probably the two of you for today.
As not even
the,
you?
What's that?
You're not going to be here?
The teacher is never here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to leave class.
I just heard that sometimes the teacher becomes the student, and sometimes the student becomes the teacher.
Well, we all have something to look forward to aspirationally, I guess.
Is this a method acting or Stanislavski?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a
Meisner. Stanislavski.
It's a Stanislavski.
Santa's lost key?
It's Stanislavski. I want you to pick a partner. Everyone pair up, find a partner.
I pick you.
Okay, you can't pick me because my partner is Jesus.
Okay.
He walks with me, and that's why there's only two sets of footprints.
All right, pick Adel.
Okay, great.
Yeah, pick Aaron.
And Adel and Aaron. Great, now I know your names, and now if I can just use context clues to decide which one is Adel and which one is Aaron.
I'm Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
And you're Adel?
Q-U-E.
Finish it.
Are you spelling Questlove?
I was trying to spell Q.
Okay, face your partner.
Okay.
I want you to look in your partner. I want you to look deep in within your partner's mm-hmm. eyes. Mm-hmm. And then on the count of three, I will count one, two, three. I want you to say a character flaw that you recognize in the other.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Cares too weird. Much.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Okay, good. Now we've gotten to the truth of acting. Do not break eye contact. Do not break eye contact. Mm-hmm. Do not break eye contact. On the count of three, I want you to name the person who you've had the most recent sex dream about. One, two, three.
J.P.
Riddles. Scene. Francis Ford Coppola.
Is this how the show normally goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
I forget how to do it.
This is the show. This is the show.
As we help Aaron recall how the show goes, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Hey Bim Bim Bam.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from Not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy, Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party. Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one
fun
website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, just, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret.
Doing whatever
Aaron,
you want.
Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay?
Beret Pay.
Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret?
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
On,
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's a shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a That's lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you. And we're back.
We're back. And
JBC, we have to go back.
No, wait.
We've got to go back in
to
time.
The break?
Yeah.
You want to go back to the break, Doc?
You fuck your mom.
What?
You fuck your mom in the break. We have to go back.
Okay, she listens to the show.
Oh, no.
Ready for another riddle?
Yes.
Still from the same person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
kind of flower enables you to see it?
Chris and Finem.
What kind of flower enables you to see it? Cooking flower.
No.
All-purpose flower.
Peonies. I see you.
Peonies are my favorite flower. No one's ever bought them for me.
That can't be true.
Truly.
Really?
All-time favorite flower, no one's
Does
ever
Does your
boyf
listen to this?
No.
He stopped listening around episode like 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm. Cool, and we're happy with
Throw
it?
Throw it on snooze.
In his defense, he has to talk to me all day.
He doesn't have to.
Why would
he gets to, Aaron.
Can I ask why when you said that, you put a briefcase up on the table, you straightened your tie, and suddenly we were in a courtroom?
Yeah. ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
In his defense.
This is why my boyfriend is not the worst.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, this...
Yeah, someone buy me peonies. No. Somebody message my boyfriend and tell him to buy me peonies.
Yes.
No. When Aaron dies, mm-hmm. leave peonies.
Yeah, that's nice. If I die, I would like there
when
to
you
be
die.
Constantly...
When you die. You will die.
Mm-hmm. Not if all goes as planned.
All will die.
Yeah. What kind
flower
of flower enables you to see it?
Enables you to see it. Iris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He got it. That's interesting. He got it.
I think
he's mm-hmm. confident.
I
he
think
got
when
it.
I die, I want cooking flour. People put cooking flour on my coffin.
So it just looks like people are dousing your grave in
what
Coke.
What do you want your gravestones to say?
What do you want on your tombstone?
Pepperoni.
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
What do I want on my tombstone? Sam Elliott, Kurt Russell. Oh boy, who else is in that?
What if I had a headstone? Boy, what would I want on it? Gotta have my name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta.
It's gotta be like a word scramble, right?
Yeah, it's a crossword.
Like a word search?
Yeah.
Or a crossword?
It's a crossword.
Yeah.
It's a Will Shorts tombstone.
Who lies here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have my name on it. Gotta have the dates that I, plus or minus 10, that I lived and died. Doesn't have to be exact. Don't care about exact.
Approximate.
Approximate.
I want an arrow pointing down that says I'm with stupid.
That's funny.
Great. That's funny.
I want,
and in
like,
parentheses, dead.
I want like, I'm sleeping. Or like, relax, I'm fine.
What if yours just said, help?
Help, exclamation point.
Buried alive.
Yeah, you know, I'm sleeping.
That's pretty good.
Whatever my child's name is, for the purposes of this, let's just call my child Bradley Cooper. I want to put I want to put on my gravestone, Bradley Cooper, why don't you visit more? So whoever they are, when they see it, they'll be shamed.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, what do you want on your tombstone? Tweet it and use the hashtag morbid as fuck.
But also tag Tombstone the Pizza Brand.
Yes. Oh, you have to.
You have to.
Tell them. In so many words, to sponsor us.
Yeah.
I actually can only, I'm loyal to one pizza brand right now. Contractually. I did a commercial for a pizza brand, and now I can
Earlier, JPC mentioned Red Baron. What's your pizza brand?
Hungry Howie's.
That's
Michigan.
But yeah, but Hungry Howie's is a delivery brand.
Oh, okay.
You can still do frozen pizza, right?
What was your commercial? Can we see it somewhere?
Yeah, it might be on the internet at some point. I filmed it a few months ago, though.
Pornhub.com/hungryhowies.
Yeah. it was a blast. They flew me to Detroit, and
I had
a fake baby.
Flew you to Detroit.
Yeah, and I had a fake
baby. Fly me to Detroit.
I played
the fuck out of here immediately.
My name was Wife, and I had a six-month-old baby, and I got to hold a baby all day, and
wow,
it was fun. I left my husband. I went, we're leaving.
Hungry Howie's, by the way, pretty good pizza.
It's so good.
It's cheap and cheesy. It's cheap and cheesy, and boy, oh boy.
I've had Jets. Jets is Michigan-based as well, right?
Jets is Detroit-style pizza, and I don't know if it's Detroit-based. Mm. It must be.
Hungry Howie's is the best gluten-free pizza I've ever had.
Jets is in Chicago, too. They have Jets in Chicago, yeah.
After I filmed that commercial, I was so hungry for pizza because I had been smelling it all day, and I didn't get to eat it in the ad. And so I went to Hungry Howie's, and they were like, what kind of crust do you want? I went, what kind do you have? And then I went, oh, my God, I know every kind you had, because I've been listening to the list of your crusts all day. What is wrong with me?
Aaron, did they give you Hungry Howie's when you did it, though?
No, because in the commercial, I didn't eat. So they had tons of pizzas around. I'm sure I could have eaten them.
I'm always so confused about, like, as a young adult, I always assumed that if you did a commercial for a food brand, you would get free food from that brand.
Is it because you watched Happy Gilmore and he gets the free Subway card for life?
Yep. But I know, like, George Clooney has a red card, so like anytime he goes to McDonald's,
Red Lobster,
he can get unlimited Red Lobster.
Wait, does George Clooney do McDonald's commercials?
I don't think so, but he promoted them or something, unasked for.
Why would George Clooney ever go to McDonald's?
Unsolicited. I don't know, but he has one of those cards where he can just get his free McDonald's.
Sometimes when you smell McDonald's, you just need it.
But like, I assume TJ got free Sonic because he's been the Sonic guy for 12 fucking years.
I don't think that's true, though.
They don't get free Sonic.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I can't recommend Hungry Howie's enough. It was so good.
Why are you reading that off a card?
I don't know. Are we ready for another riddle?
Yes.
No.
Peter the pirate has caught Felicity the fairy and put her into a bottle with the cork in to stop her escaping.
Oh, she's dead.
She dies in that bottle. She's not dead yet.
Aaron, if he doesn't put blowholes in the bottle, she dies.
Can you help?
You think...
Go ahead.
Think holes
finish it.
Punctured in the top of a bottle for air are called blowholes?
Yeah.
So you think whale...
If you put the hole in the whale, it's a blowhole.
So you think...
How's the whale different than the bottle? Both have necks. Both have large body.
Blowholes are what you put in the side of a bathroom stall at a truck stop.
Fly me to Detroit.
Which takes me back to my tongue twister. I went to see Newfound Glory, but I found a known glory hole.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Peter the pirate has caught Felicity the fairy and put her into a bottle with the cork in to stop her from escaping. Can you help get her out, but without taking out the cork and breaking the glass?
Are pirates and fairies in the same universe? Is that what we're here to?
Yar.
Yar? Yeah.
Tinkerbell, ever heard of him?
I've heard of Tinkerbell and Captain Hook, and that's the only instances of pirates and fairies existing in the same universe that I know.
You know why it's
called
Captain
Hook? Can you name one more?
Curved penis.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
You hang your hat on it.
That's a children's story, right?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I'm right about the pirates and the fairies thing. That's two different fucking universes.
What's Stardust? The Neil Gaiman
Ziggy?
Book? Yeah.
Okay. She's
fairies and pirates.
She's in a cork, or she's not in cork.
Tinkerbell?
She's in Ireland?
She's
I went
in
to the fairy museum in Dublin.
Blarney?
She's in a bottle with a cork in from stopping her.
She's a fairy in a bottle, baby.
How do you get her out, but without taking out the cork or breaking the glass?
Is magic involved?
No.
Is shadows involved?
No.
Is it something we have to do to the sentence? Like we have to omit a word
It's
or
not
something?
A wording thing.
Do
it's
I
physical.
Have to kidnap Peter the pirate and force him to do it on my behalf?
We clap our hands, we believe. We stop believing, and she disappears.
Do we hold her over the fire, melt her, and then pour her out of the porous opening of the bottle? Okay, that's why I asked.
No, that's so dark.
That's why I asked.
Maybe
does it
magic,
have something to do with fine. Magic?
Is no, it's it nothing to do with
is
magic.
Is it body magic?
Nope.
Woman magic?
Are you just asking me to create a magic trick?
No, it has nothing to do with magic.
No, magic doesn't have anything
like
to do with magic.
It's not breastfeeding. It's not magic.
Is this like a Yahoo Answers? Like somebody's asking this question, we need to hurry up and answer it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's sucking the bottle. She's a fairy in a bottle.
Pirate Pete.
You gotta
Pete
help her get out now.
I can't use my hands, but I can use my mouth?
No.
No.
You can't remove the cork and you can't smash the bottle.
Okay.
How do you get her out, or how do you help her? Is that what it,
how do you get her out?
Does she exit through the neck of the bottle?
Yes.
Okay. And I can't remove the cork?
No.
Can I perforate the cork?
What's that mean?
What if you push
stick
it in?
Stick my penis in it?
Do you push the cork in?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what perforate means. It means
I'd like
push
to see
further
a scene.
In. Yes.
Let's see. What do I want?
Ooh, dealer's choice.
She's looking at a menu.
So,
where'd you get a Fazoli's
Addle,
menu?
You are a fairy, mm-hmm. and you are stuck in a bottle.
Okay.
And JBC, you're a pirate, and you're just trying to like get your way out of there.
Wait, am I in the bottle as well?
No.
Gotcha.
You're holding the bottle.
I'm holding
your
the bottle.
Your bottle's on your desk.
Gotcha.
Help me. Help me, please. I'm stuck in this bottle.
Pardon me. I'm trying to work, okay? I'm writing a...
Please let me go. This bottle isn't even empty. There's clearly Tito's vodka in here. Please let me out.
Yeah,
I'm getting drunk.
If you want the Tito's vodka, then feel free to drink. Listen.
Or at least transfer me to a bottle of Patron. Something.
I can't take you out. You're a decorative piece. I bought you at an Urban Outfitters. So you'll just have to stay.
What?
I bought you. I purchased you.
You bought me at an Urban Outfitters?
Yes, I purchased the whole thing at an Urban Outfitters.
Can I ask you something?
You're a window display, 30% off.
Can I ask you something?
I'd love to hear it.
You're a pirate?
Yeah, I'm a pirate.
What's that steering wheel attached to your crotch?
This?
Yeah.
Well, there's a steering wheel attached to my crotch.
Well, say it.
Well, if I'm being honest, it's driving me nuts. Now, are you happy? Are you
That's
happy?
All I wanted.
I was in a serious boat accident, and I have a steering wheel attached to my crotch, and it's making me kind of kooky. And you're having fun? You're having games?
Yeah.
Well, you'll stay in the bottle. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'm trying to write my spec script for The Office. All right, Dwight comes aboard.
The Office is done.
Dwight comes aboard, and Jim...
Dwight comes aboard. Are you writing The Office on a pirate ship?
Hold on now. I'm writing what I know. They
Sounds
say,
a little close to Gallivant.
I'm sorry?
Which was a show that only lasted 2 seasons.
Then how would anyone fucking know what that is?
Can I get some advice?
Yes.
You should write a spec script for Bob's Burgers.
Okay. Who are the characters?
It's animated. Who are the characters?
Yeah.
Well, there's Bob.
Okay, Bob.
There's Linda, his wife.
Linda on a pirate
ship. Three crazy kids.
Wait, this is Peter Pan. You're just doing Peter
Pan
to me.
There's a big dog.
Okay, as a nurse. Yeah, okay. I like this. What'd you say your name was, Fairy?
You're my best friend.
Huh?
You're my best friend.
Well, you're not my best friend.
What?
You're not my best friend.
No, you asked my name. Yerma, best friend.
Oh, well, Yerma, that's okay.
I'm not fucking friends with you.
I know.
You're crazy.
First of all, I'm not crazy. I'm nuts because of this wheel driving me that way.
What's under the patch? Are you trying to quit smoking?
Yeah, I'm trying to quit smoking with an eye patch. If I can't see the cigarettes.
And she also said, love the podcast. I know you're running out of riddies and puzzies.
Skip it.
So here's some
was
from
that
a
all
riddle
Selena?
And lateral thinking puzzle book that pissed me off as a kid. Cheers from Melbourne, Celine. So there's one more from her.
And okay,
then, great.
I saved this one for last because you're going to get it right away, but I really want to do it just so...
Okay.
I want to see a scene, basically.
Addle, I think I'll race you on this one, and
no,
I'll try to
know.
Get
okay.
it faster.
A new, because there's no such thing as an original riddle.
Sure.
A new prison has been built in the middle of a vast lake. One morning, it's discovered that a prisoner who can't swim has escaped. The only evidence he leaves behind is a strand of a shoelace. How did he do it?
Drank the lake.
Was eaten by a shark.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
He drank the lake?
No.
He was eaten by a shark?
The lake was dry.
No.
He canoe-dogged himself across the dry-ass lake.
It was Lando Lakes' butter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was Lando Lakes' butter.
Butter prison.
Prison on a lake. Inmate who couldn't swim escaped, and the only thing that's left is a shoelace?
Like a part of a shoelace.
Oh, the lake was only 2 feet tall.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
He did escape.
He did escape.
He rode his shoe to shore.
He took
sorta.
He took off his shoe, threw it as hard as he could, tied the lace to his finger, and then flew across the lake.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, this is an easy one?
Yeah.
Read it again.
A new prison has been built in the middle of a vast lake. One morning, it's discovered that a prisoner who can't swim has escaped. The only evidence he
it's
leaves behind is a strand of a shoelace. How did he do it? No
Rowboat.
Boats. No boats.
Ski-doo.
No
is the prison on an island?
Yep.
In the middle of the lake.
Oh, the prisoner was Jesus. He walked on her.
No.
But he had to take off his shoes.
The prisoner was Jesus.
You're the closest with Canoe Dog.
Is it frozen? The lake's frozen?
Yes, but... Yes, and...
He walked across?
No.
He skated across.
The shoelace was from an ice skate.
Why did a shoelace fall off?
You know when you're, like, those, like, get cut? Like, I break ice skate shoelaces all the time.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I've never ice skated.
Really?
Man, I don't think so.
I've ice skated once and I hated it.
Yeah.
It really, really hurts your ankles if you're not used to it. I used to do it growing up, and then the only time... I've done it recently. Was
different muscle groups.
The Olympics?
Downtown. You know, when I went to the Olympics for ice skating, I did the couple skate.
Yeah.
And they threw me too high up in the air and I landed in this.
He threw you up and then he just left, right?
Yeah,
he threw you way up in the air and then you were grabbing onto the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And he just left, right?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
that. He went to Cabo?
He went to Cabo.
Yeah. With your best friend.
With
right?
my best friend. I don't want to talk about him.
Yeah.
And that Will Ferrell movie is based on that, right?
Yeah. Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah, the only time I've ice skated in the last several years was, it's really fun, this is why I'm mentioning it, is in Millennium Park when it's winter, like about Christmas.
That's a perfect time for ice skating.
Like, it's right by the bean and you can go and there's...
Right by the bean!
Yeah. It's really fun.
Mariah really wants to go roller skating, but I've never done that either. I think I've done it like once when I was a little kid, but it's just like, I'm not into
fun.
Roller skating.
We should all go to a roller rink together.
Okay.
Or I'll just go with Mariah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've noticed you haven't mentioned your
my boyfriend
as a possible date for the
ladies and gentlemen of the jury. No, I went with him ice skating.
Hey, so I have a special surprise for us. Do we know
is it cookies?
What is it?
Is it cookies?
Is it cookies?
Yeah.
Well, it's a certain kind of cookie.
You do want us to guess the
name,
surprise.
What's up?
You do want us to guess the surprise?
I do, but I had more to offer before you interrupted.
So, great. So it's like when we read riddles and you just start guessing immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like that, but the shoe's on the other foot, so it...
Feels bad.
It feels terrible. It's too tight of a fit.
I guess it's cookies.
It's a sandbox.
Ooh!
Yay!
Which is a type of cookie that is a little gritty.
You're thinking of Sandy.
What's up?
A Sandy.
Sandy's.
Hey, are those girls like brownies?
Hey, it's Sandor Weiss.
It's me.
And Sandy,
Cookie
please,
Man.
Cookie Man, do not talk until...
Holy shit, how we never called you the Cookie Man? Hold on, new intro.
The Cookie Jar.
Welcome back to WZR4. This is At Our Fi in the Morning with the Zoo Crew. We got Aaron Keefe on the mics.
I want cookies.
Nailed it. We also have JPC, the Wolfman. And welcoming to the studio, our special guest, the Cookie Man.
Chomp chomp.
Oh, he already has a catchphrase.
Crumble, crumble.
I'm so jealous.
Aaron, what's your catchphrase?
I want cookies.
Holy
Cookie Monster.
Shit.
That's Cookie Monster's catchphrase.
You
never
just,
mind, I need another one.
You just glommed onto.
I need another one.
I like that Sandy's the Cookie Man. He says chomp chomp, and then it's like, what's your catchphrase? And you're like, I want cookies.
We want cookies.
But why, he's the Cookie Man.
I don't know.
The Wolfman's catchphrase is, I'm Big Bird, bitch!
Sandy, welcome to the episode.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
We're glad to have you back.
Now, per our agreement, you haven't done any other puzzles since I was here last.
We've done no other puzzles.
Nothing.
We've solved nothing.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. I went to Boston since...
What have you been up to?
We did that in backwards order. You go first.
What have you been up to, Sandy?
I went to Boston, and I bring it up because two things happened to me that made me think of you guys. Number one is within a few minutes, I was riding bus you take from the airport. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Airport bus.
No, it's
tram.
There's like no train to the Boston airport. You have to ride this crappy bus.
Yeah.
And I get on, and it's crowded, and it's hot, and it's loud, and the bus driver comes on, and I start cracking up for no reason, and I'm like, why am I laughing at this person? And it's because they just had a really thick Boston accent, and you just ruined it for me listening to this show. Everything about Boston is hilarious to me.
Yeah, now everyone's a cartoon when you go to Boston.
Yeah.
Go, oh, no.
And then also, I was there for the MIT Mystery Hunt, which is in January, but whatever.
Yeah. How'd the Mystery Hunt go?
It was great. The Mystery Hunt is an incredible weekend-long hunt for, like, teams of hundreds of people, or 100 people or so. Our team had over 100.
And you're trying to find Red October?
You're hunting 100 people. It's like
the most dangerous game.
It's Fortnite, but real life.
So the best place to be is second place, which is what we got, because first place has to write next year's hunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
For hundreds of people. Except, you know, like, everyone still wants to win.
Was it you who said that, you might be getting to this, that there was something from our show that was referenced in the hunt?
Well, here's the weird thing. So The puzzles are mostly online or in PDF form, like you can download them. But occasionally they'll come to your headquarters and bring you something, or you have to go to their headquarters and pick up something physical. And for example, like one puzzle was a box of a dozen Dunkin' Donuts, or actually with little USB drives in them that had files on them that were puzzles.
So you couldn't eat the donuts?
You could eat the, I mean.
Wait, there were what in the donuts? Oh, no!
But that same, at the same time, we also got a book that was a puzzle, and the book was called Swan Lumps.
Wow.
But it was not a reference to this show.
Fuck, I refuse
that. What
was
it a reference to?
A different, more popular.
Yeah, but how is it?
They came up with the same name.
That's our IP.
Wait, oh, are you telling me the laziest thing that I've ever done was come up with by someone else?
I hate to tell you.
I came up with that. I mean, I'd love to tell you, but also. Easy to come up with that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, Sandy.
Yeah.
Anything to plug?
Well, hey, Adel, actually, Sandy, why don't you do one of your fucking segments where you ask us questions and stuff?
I mean, I guess I could do that.
Why not?
Okay, cool.
I know we invited you on to hear about your Boston trip that we didn't ask about.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. I don't like this place.
We're bullies and we own it.
But please, yes, we'd love to do some puzzles.
Cool. All right. So here's the puzzle for today. These are clues for rhyming phrases, two word phrases where the two words rhyme. They're common phrases, but in addition, one of the words in the clue also rhymes.
So like howdy-doody.
Uh-huh. So I don't have that on my list, so I can't.
Wait, that doesn't work. That doesn't rhyme.
Howdy-doody does not rhyme. So
howdy-dowdy.
Good work, all of us. Howdy-dowdy.
Hooty-dooty.
The most important part of this is figuring out what one isn't.
Wait, let's all, yeah.
So for example, if I said a hokey way of saying sure, you would say...
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Which rhymes with hokey.
Hokey
is in the clue.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay.
First five of these are mine, and then I'm going to read you some that I got off. I posted this on Twitter, and I got a bunch of good responses. I'm
Read
cool.
You
those and cool.
Give you credit. Okay. In an arbitrary or silly way.
Nilly willy.
Willy nilly?
Willy nilly.
Willy nilly, is it?
Nilly willy. Oh no,
Adel,
I love it.
Stop trying to make your character Nilly Willy get onto the show.
Nilly Willy! Back from the war!
If you're listening to this, we've cut Nilly Willy out of maybe seven episodes.
Listen, I came up with a character. It's basically Willie Nelson, but he loves Nilla wafers. He gets high and he eats Nilla wafers. I call him Nilly Willy.
Okay, wait.
We've cut him out of seven.
Wait. Now I want to go back and put him into seven episodes.
No, it's too late.
Just Nilly Willy.
All right, I'm ready for another one.
We need some fan art of Willie Nelson smoking Nilla wafers. Just call it Nilly Willy.
Okay. Itty details worth sweating over.
You said itty?
Itty bitty details worth sweating over. So it's not actually.
Nitty gritty.
Nitty gritty.
Fudge.
And actually, that's a character JPC's been doing, which is Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot.
As
knitting.
An old grandma. Yeah.
Giving out Werther's and knitting.
All of our characters
These
suck.
Aren't yeah.
Do you think he uses his own fur to like...
Oh, absolutely. He's a psychopath.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. He grows at a rate that is...
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's all his pubes.
Ew.
Okay. Next clue.
Aaron, fur is just pubes.
I don't need to talk to you anymore today.
Furs and feathers
are pubes.
I think
I've had enough of you today, sir.
Aaron, did you know that guys' pubes are just feathers?
I need to get out of here. Oh, there's walls. No door.
Old buddy who's boring.
Nutty buddy.
Boring. Snoring.
Fuddy duddy.
There you go.
Oh, duddy fuddy.
Duddy fuddy.
Duddy fuddy.
This is friend Nilly Willy.
Yeah, duddy fuddy.
A person who might enjoy the song Tennessee Jed.
Ooh,
Tennessee Jed. A deadhead.
There you go.
Wow.
Is that a Grateful Dead song?
It's the first Grateful Dead song I could find that rhymed with dead and head. Yeah.
I don't like the Grateful Dead, but I saw them. They played at like some speedway in Joliet or something, and Bob Dylan opened. But I went to see Bob Dylan. He was a nightmare. And then I seen him twice, and once he was phenomenal, and once it was like this is like a goose dying, moaning on stage.
Oh my God!
It was bad. He's weird. He got busted for peeking in some like people's windows. He's walking around like Boston, peeping in people's windows, and they busted him. Fucking pervert.
They busted him.
Yeah.
What is happening?
But
in
also,
the windows.
Grateful Dead, their lead singer for the night was Joan Osborne.
Weird.
which was weird.
Weird.
Like Joan Osborne opened for Bob Dylan, opened for...
No, she... Bob Dylan opened for The Dead, and then The Dead sang, and Joan Osborne took Jerry Garcia's parts.
Oh, right.
I'm just now learning that the Grateful Dead have lyrics to their songs.
Yeah. What if God was one of us? 20-minute jam, 20-minute jam.
All right, here we go. This is from CA on Twitter. Mario's body slam move when he's around enemies.
Ground pound.
Ding dong.
Wow, damn.
This is from Abby. Teeny legume-based sausages that come in a can.
Green beans.
Sausages.
No.
Legume-based sausages that come in a can?
Mm-hmm. They're teeny.
They're teeny weenie beanies.
Beanie weenies?
Beanie weenies.
Oh, so some of these are fucking nonsense.
No, that's a real product.
Beanie weenies?
Beanie weenies is your other character.
Wait, those are the collectibles? Weenie beanie. The Princess Di beanie weenie?
Oh, God.
Did you ever get that? Of all the people.
That edible Princess Di?
Beanie weenies.
That took my brain so long. Have I been sitting here 20 minutes? How much time has passed?
Wait, it's not a brand. Beanie weenies, also called Frankenbeans, is a dish. It's not a brand. It's a dish. Beanie weenies.
How'd you get the beans above the Franks?
Yeah, but they're not like legume-based sausages.
Okay. A lively ABBA song that can break you out of your stupor.
Dancing Queen, Schmancing Spleen.
Mamma Mia.
One of those is a rhyme. Which word do you think it is?
Stupor?
There you go.
Super Trooper. Yeah. Mamma Mia. Here we
Don't
go again.
Don't give your honey this counterfeit bill.
Funny money.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You never give me your funny money.
Vibe you might get when freebies are too good to be true.
Swag bag.
Which rhyme? Freebie. Which rhymes with swag?
Swagabedes.
It's freebie.
I didn't say anything.
Freebie weebies.
What rhymes with
freebie? That's my favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Yes,
God, I went on a date with this guy and he just gave me the freebie weebies. He paid for everything.
He gave me a bad feeling.
He gave me the nilly willies.
I think you know.
It's freebie, right?
Heebie jeebies.
By the way, Sandy said, I think you know. I didn't know. I was just saying freebie weebies. Did not put two and two together.
Okay.
Heebie jeebies.
Hit song by that Scottish fellow, Donovan.
Oh, that'd be Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan, Showtime.
He's from Australia. He plays Sabretooth in X-Men.
Call me the...
Yellow Mellow.
Mellow Yellow.
A squawky handheld communication.
Walkie-talkie.
That's by Andrew. The last one was by Tina. The movements of a recently decapitated turkey.
Corpse borps.
Wobble.
Again, one of those words rhymes.
Jerky, herky jerky.
Herky jerky.
Nice.
Jerky lurky.
Can we go back to what Aaron said? Did you say waddle?
I have no memory of the last hour.
We've been here 10 minutes.
I don't know.
Do you remember the gritty thing?
Nitty gritty.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hitty bitty.
Crank turned string instrument that looks like a sturdy violin.
Curly Burly? What are those
clothes?
I know. Curly Whirly.
Crank turned string instrument that looks like a violin.
Yeah. I know.
Sturdy violin.
Sturdy. Yeah. Oh, sturdy.
Rhymes with that word.
With sturdy, right?
30 and 40.
Hurdy gurdy. That's by, the last one was by Marika. And then finally, this is the last one I have. Boy who perpetrated a veritable orgy of schoolyard kisses.
Horny kitty.
Fucky Bucky.
Willy nilly.
Honestly, it's all of them.
Is it orgy? Is orgy the word?
Mm-hmm.
Porgy and Bess.
It's from a rhyme.
Clorgy.
Yeah.
What was that?
What?
No, I got
you know, it. You know, I'm getting there in my brain.
Can you repeat it for us?
Aaron, do it one more time.
That's right.
Mirror on the wall. Are you singing Bismarcky?
Humpty Dumpty.
Sat on a wall.
No.
Rhymes with orgy.
Porgy.
That's one of the words.
Porgy.
Porgy. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Georgie Porgy. Like
must be hard
kiss.
Running around with a name that rhymes with orgy.
Yeah.
I'm sure nothing bad happened. That was by PG. All right.
Thank you, PG. And thank you, Sandy, for all of those great little puzzies.
Anything to plug?
Oh, just come onto my Twitter and see more of these things every day.
And what's your Twitter handler? Your Chelsea handler. I'm sorry.
PZLR, and you can go to the Mystery League. Actually, there's no the. Go to mysteryleague.com, and you can learn all about the stuff I do, which is team building, puzzle activities, and games. It's good stuff.
I will say, and we haven't discussed this prior, so I don't mean to put you on the spot. I've played two or three of your homebrew escape rooms. Mm-hmm. So Sandy makes these like basically like in a briefcase, take it out, and it's everything you need to do like a
yeah, it's like an escape game at a table.
Yes, and the two or three I've done are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Do you have any plans to one you brought to my birthday party? Uh-huh. Do you have any plans to do any more of those, or take those ones that you made on the road, or?
Yeah, I occasionally take them on the road. If a client brings me out to another city, I'll try to put on a public event where I can sell tickets. And to find out about those, I have a newsletter called My Dispatch, which is at dispatch.mysteryleague.com. You can subscribe and put puzzles out there too. But to answer your other question, I'm actually in the final stages of my next one.
Hell yeah.
Should be cool. Ready.
But I did the mid-summer museum one and the like Fantastic Beasts
one. The briefcase one.
Yeah,
just like Fantastic
Beasts. And those are two of the best. Having done Escape the Rooms and other whatever else, those are two of the best ever.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah.
Can I also plug, did you do The Last Offender?
Yeah.
Yes.
Last Offender was a show, escape room type immersive experience that I did with the House Theater in Chicago. And it'll be coming back eventually, hopefully soon. But it is actually scheduled to open in Denver at the end of this month, like the last day of May, I think.
Where can people in Denver go to find that information?
That would be a good piece of information for me
to know.
What's
the best, what's the best dispensary in Denver?
Hold on. Now, that is a riddle. So if you are listening and you are in Denver.
Google Last Offender Denver. That's
yeah,
the answer.
Last Offender yeah. Denver.
Last Denver.
And that works for the rhyme scheme of today's puzzle.
Denver,
Last Offender Denver.
DenverCenter.org is the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. And
okay. Cool. And Sandy, we're just going to have you stand over here by this cliff, and we're going to give you a tight little shove. Thanks for committing.
Really committing.
Cookies.
Munch, munch. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, my daddy.
Ew, bye. Anything to plug?
Do you ever call teachers daddy?
Only when they're good teachers.
I feel like I remember in class kids calling the teacher mom.
Yeah, that's an embarrassing thing.
You don't recover from that in a second.
Mm-mm. No, they didn't. They're still in school.
Addle, anything to plug?
I have too many things to plug. I want to plug Magic Tavern, which comes back. Season 3 starts on July 22nd. We recorded with a bunch of special guests, and I'm very excited for that. So check that out, July 22nd, Season 3 starts. We also have two Magic Tavern live shows in Indianapolis, coinciding with Gen Con. That's August 2nd, Friday. We have an 8 p.m. and a 10 p.m. show. Please check those out. We did those last year, and it's so, so much fun. Also, I guested on some podcasts recently while I was in L.A., so check out new appearances on Off Book, Hollywood Handbook, How Did This Get Played, which is a new podcast about video games with Nick Weiger and Heather Ann Campbell, and also I recorded a bonus episode with Voyage to the Stars, which was very fun. JPC, anything to plug?
Let's see.
Can you beat that?
Let's see. Is there anything that I have to plug? I'd like to plug all the same podcasts. I did all those as well. I'd like to plug Help from the Magic Tavern. I was asked to be on the podcast. I couldn't make it work with my schedule, and
that's actually
never
true.
Asked again.
Because we went to LA.
You can follow me on Instagram at Shark Barkman. Follow me at Twitter at JPSoFly. Aaron?
Follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10. A web series I filmed a while ago and wrote and produced is coming out. We're not coming out. We're just doing a night where we show the whole thing before we take it to festivals. And so I will promote that on my Instagram, and then you can buy a ticket to watch my web series.
And Aaron, do you mind? There's some thin crust Hungry Howie's pizza there. Could you take a bite of that and just say whatever comes to mind?
Yum, Jupiter.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith. KJ Snyder did the editing. Memory Parish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeForest.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.